February 6, 1927, wherever the divine will is present, everything is present. Nothing can escape it. How one who possesses it lives in the communion of goods of her Creator. She receives love and happiness. She gives love and happiness. I was all immersed in the supreme volition, following its acts in order to constitute myself act of each creature. And my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and stretching out his arms to me, hugged me tightly, pressing me all to himself. Now, while Jesus was hugging me, all created things, the heavens, the sun, the sea, all of them, even the tiny little bird, placing themselves around Jesus, hugged me, wanting to repeat his act. They almost competed with each other. None of them wanted to be left behind. I remained confused in seeing all creation running toward me to hug me, and Jesus told me, "My daughter, when the soul lives in my will, and I do an act toward her, even a simple kiss, one little word, all put themselves in motion to repeat my act. In fact, since one is the will for the soul, for me and for them, all have the right to associate themselves with me, to do the same thing I am doing. Therefore, it was not me alone, but all beings in which my will exists as whole, were together with me in hugging you. So, when I do one more act with one who lives in my will, I give a new feast to the whole creation. And whenever there is a new feast, all move and stand at attention, when I am about to give you a kiss or tell you a word, so as to concur along with me, repeat my act, receive the new feast, and make the feast of their acts for you. Was it not a feast for you to feel the hug of my celestial mama, the hug of the light of the sun, of the waves of the sea, and even of the tiny little bird that stretched out its wings to hug you? My daughter, wherever my will is present, everything is present, not one thing can escape it. Then, I continued to follow its acts in the supreme volition, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, for one who possesses my will, it is as if she had the sun centered within herself, but not the sun that can be seen up in the sky. Rather, the divine sun, that very sun which is centered in God. Extending its rays, it centers itself in the soul, so she is the owner of light, because she possesses within herself the life of the light, and all the goods and effects which it contains. Therefore, she enjoys the communion of goods of her Creator. Everything is placed in common with one who possesses my will, common is the love, common is the sanctity, common is the light, everything is in common with her. Even more, since the Creator looks at her as a birth delivered by his divine will, she is already his daughter, so he enjoys, loves and wants that his goods be in common with her. And if this could not be, he would suffer as a father would suffer who, being extremely wealthy, finds himself in the impossibility of giving his goods to his true and faithful children. So, unable to give what he possesses, he is forced to see them poor. This father, in the midst of the opulence of his riches, would die of sorrow, poisoned amidst his own bitternesses, because the joy of a father is to give and to make his children happy of his own happiness. If a terrestrial father who were not able to place his goods in common with his children can suffer so much, to the point of dying of grief, much more would the eternal Creator suffer, more than a most tender father, if he could not place his goods in common with one who possesses the divine fiat, who, being his daughter, has her rights to possess the communion of goods of her father. And if it were not so, it would clash with that love which knows no limits, and with that goodness, more than paternal, which is the continuous triumph of all our works. Therefore, as the soul comes to possess the supreme fiat, the first act of God is to place his goods in common with her, and centering his son in her, through the current of its light, he makes his goods descend into the depth of the soul. And she takes whatever she wants, and through that same current of the light which she possesses, she makes them ascend again to her Creator, as the greatest homage of love and of gratitude. Then, that same current makes them descend once again into her. So, these goods ascend and descend continuously, as the certainty and the seal of the communion existing between creator and creature. Such was the state of Adam when he was created, until he sinned. That which was ours, was his. The fullness of light centered in him, in view of the fact that his will was one with ours, brought him the communion of our goods. How we felt our happiness redoubled, on the part of creation, not because of anything else, as we saw Adam, our son, happy of our own happiness. In fact, since his will was one with ours, our will could pour our goods and our happiness in torrents upon him. So much so that, unable to contain it all, because he did not have the capacity of his Creator, while being filled to the brim to the point of overflowing, he would make all the rest ascend to the one from whom he had received it. And what did he make ascend? His perfect love, which he had received from God. His sanctity, his glory, which he possessed in common with us, so as to almost match us with happiness, love and glory. We gave him happiness, happiness he gave to us. We gave him love, sanctity and glory, love, sanctity and glory he gave to us. My daughter, to possess a divine will is something astonishing. The human nature cannot comprehend everything, it feels, it possesses, and knows not how to express.